Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Governor Ganesan greets citizens on Statehood Day, urges to enjoy the hard-earned peace by recognizing that it is a precious gift. Nagaland MP Jamir calls for reaffirmation of commitment towards growth and development on Statehood Day. Nagaland's Minister Kruse inaugurates Flower Festival in Kohima, says it is a celebration of faith, beauty and community, and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says developed India is no longer a dream but a challenging goal. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan today greeted the people of Nagaland on the historic occasion of Statehood Day. In his message delivered on the eve of Nagaland Statehood Day, Mr. Ganesan said, "Today, as we commemorate the day when our beloved state began its journey, let us reflect on the path, celebrate our achievements and look forward to a brighter future." He called upon the people to enjoy the hard-earned peace by recognizing that it is a precious gift.
"Today, as we enjoy the hard-earned peace, we must recognize that it is a precious gift. It is imperative that we preserve it with utmost care and responsibility. Our shared goal should be to continue building a society based on mutual respect, understanding, and unity. Throughout these 6 decades, Nagaland has progressed significantly. Our cultural heritage continues to thrive, blending tradition with modernity in a way that enriches the fabric of our
society." The governor said our shared goal should be to continue building a society based on mutual respect, understanding, and unity. He said throughout these 6 decades, Nagaland has progressed significantly while our cultural heritage continues to thrive, blending tradition with modernity in a way that enriches the fabric of our state.
"Going forward, let us draw inspiration from our struggle and accomplishment. Together, let us build a Nagaland that is not only rich in culture and tradition, but also strong in industry, education, and innovation. As a governor of this beautiful state, I am committed to supporting initiatives that uplift our state and its people. Let us pledge on this day to continue striving for progress, peace and prosperity for Nagaland."
Mr. Ganesan stressed that efforts must be intensified to boost sustainable growth and provide opportunities for all. Akashvani Kohima will broadcast the message of the Governor of Nagaland on the occasion of Statehood Day at 7:30 tonight in FM channel on 103 MHz and medium wave 639 kHz. Nagaland's Lok Sabha MP and President of State Congress S. Supongmeran Jamir in his Statehood Day Eve message said the road to statehood was paved with the sweat and tears of a generation, while the journey forward since then has been filled with vision, courage and dedication. Mr. Jamir called upon the people of Nagaland to celebrate this significant milestone by reaffirming the commitment towards the growth and development of the state, guided by the age-old values of honesty and integrity as espoused by the forefathers. The MP also urged fellow citizens, especially the youth, to align their dreams and aspirations with the collective story of progress and development as an individual and for the state. Nagaland's Minister for Women, Resources and Development and Horticulture, Salhutinu Kruse, inaugurated the Flower Festival at the Mary Help of Christians Cathedral Parish, Kohima today. Addressing the event, Minister Kruse termed the festival a celebration of faith, beauty and community. She noted that the theme, "Worship the Lord in Beauty," underscores the transformative power of worship and nature's beauty. She commended the recent designation of the cathedral as a national pilgrimage center by the Government of India and highlighted the collaborative partnership with the Horticulture and Tourism Departments to enhance the cathedral's landscaping and spiritual ambience. Ms. Kruse urged the attendees to let the festival inspire them to cultivate beauty in their hearts, minds and surroundings. Reverend Dr. James Thopil, DD Bishop of Kohima, spoke on the cathedral's significance as a fusion of Naga culture and Christian faith. He highlighted its historical importance, notably as the site of a 1991 reconciliation service between Japanese and British war veterans. Nivakrano Christina, convener of the organizing committee, said, "The festival focuses on sustainable gardening, environmental awareness and the spiritual message of God's creation." Winners of the Fresh Flower Arrangement Competition were awarded by Minister Kruse, with the first prize going to Rokohuna Regina. The festival, coinciding with the Hornbill Festival's 25th celebration, will continue until December 8. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that developed India is no longer a dream but a challenging goal, and the nation with its resolve will achieve this goal. Addressing a conclave titled Developed India 2047 Vision of New India 3.0 in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Dhankar said, Indian economy and infrastructure and digital penetration is being accoladed by IMF, World Bank and World Economic Forum. He said IMF has said that India is the favorite destination of investment and opportunity. The Vice President said that transparency and accountability has come into the system and over 50 crore people have been connected to the banking system in the shortest possible time. He also stressed on vocal for local. Mr. Dhankar also urged people to use resources as per their need. He said people should act like a trustee and should not engage in reckless exploitation of resources. The Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, today declared the result of the Combined Technical Services Examination 2024. In a notification, NPSC Secretary Nungsang Menla Imchan said that the results have been declared on the basis of aggregate marks obtained in the written examination and viva voce, and recommended the candidates in order of merit for appointment to various posts under the Government of Nagaland. She said the details of the result can be accessed from the Commission's website npsc.nagaland.gov.in and also from the notice board of its office. The Election Commission has asserted that all poll procedures it followed in Maharashtra were transparent and assured that it would review all legitimate concerns flagged by the Congress Party. In its interim response to the party today, the poll body has invited a Congress delegation on 3rd December to discuss concerns expressed by it. The Commission reiterated that the process was transparent with the involvement of candidates or their agents at every stage. It asserted that a transparent electoral roll updation process was undertaken with the involvement of all political parties. It said the gap in 5 p.m. polling data and the final voter turnout is due to procedural priorities as presiding officers perform multiple statutory duties near the close of the poll before updating voter data turnout. The poll panel has said it will review all legitimate concerns of Congress and provide written responses after hearing the party's delegation. The government has said approximately 7.43 crore beneficiaries have been registered under the Universal Immunization Program, UIP. This program provides life-saving vaccines to pregnant women and children from birth to 16 years for 12 vaccine-preventable diseases. In a written reply in Lok Sabha yesterday, Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, stated that 1.26 crore vaccination sessions have been held and nearly 27.77 crore vaccine doses have been administered as recorded on the portal. In view of the slope protection works being undertaken along the Paglapahar stretch of National Highway near Chhathe Patkai Bridge by NHIDCL, Commissioner of Police C.P. Dimapur has informed that the hillside of the area marked as rockfall zone is closed for all traffic movement. The C.P. Dimapur advised commuters to ply the valley side of the noted stretch of National Highway for safety concerns and to avoid untoward incident. And before we end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Governor Ganesan greets citizens on Statehood Day, urges to enjoy the hard-earned peace by recognizing that it is a precious gift. Nagaland MP Jamir calls for reaffirmation of commitment towards growth and development on Statehood Day. Nagaland's Minister Kruse inaugurates Flower Festival in Kohima, says it is a celebration of faith, beauty and community. And Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says developed India is no longer a dream but a challenging goal. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.